Amen. And so turn your Bible to St. Luke chapter 18 and verse 1. Amen. And the subject of our message, title of our message tonight is Pray and Not Faint. Amen. Pray and Not Faint. Number 2. This is, I think we had one of these before. Pray and not faint. Amen. And Luke chapter 18, verse 1. It says, and he spake a parable, a story, in other words, an illustration, he gave unto them. He said, to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. I'm going to read that again. And he spake the parable unto them, to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. And pray just simply means talking to God. That's all it means. You don't pray to nobody else but God. So praying means you talking to God. You're communicating with God. When you pray, that's what you do, because that's a reference and nobody else is God. That's just God, only one you pray to. You don't pray to the Pope. You don't pray to people. You pray to God. So pray means you're talking to God. As simple as that. I can get a no simple definition. Just communicating and talking with God. We have communication with everything and everybody else. Do you talk to God as much as you talk to people? You should talk to God more than you do people. Because he's there 24/24. People go to sleep. People may not, you might not see him no more till the next day. God's there all the time. He's present all the time. So you should be, he should be the one you talk to more than anybody. Amen. Say to pray, to spake the parable unto them, to this end, that men ought to always. If you notice, it didn't say sometime, somewhere. It said always. Always. Every day. Always means every day, anytime. Means all the time. Always pray and not faint. Because he's, what he means, if you pray, he lets you know if you pray, you will not faint. You can't do both of them. Somebody say, I prayed, but what did you pray? Did you pray off the top of your head? Did you get a breakthrough? Did you pray 5 days later? Do you got a good communication? Because if you don't have a good communication, you don't understand God. And you don't know if he understands what you're saying. That's not a good communication. But when you have good communication, you can get something done. So pray and not faint. Amen. To faint means to become weak. You're going to start becoming weak. Like a person, just say a person that's standing there. And they just great color. They start from like they're going to fall to the ground. They're becoming weak. Faint means to become weak. Becomes weary, tired, lacking in strength, might, in body, mind, and spirit. Your spirit get weak when you don't pray. You get depressed, discouraged, tired, weary. Anytime you start feeling all those things and they linger, just check your prayer life. Do a check on your prayer life. And I say prayer life, when I say prayer life, I mean prayer life. Prayer life means I do this on a regular. I do this every day. This is a part of my life. Prayer, yes. Little prayer, no prayer, you will be weary and you will faint. And you want to know, there's so many people that even that are saved, you'd be surprised that they say they pray, but they don't even have a relationship with God. You need to know. You need to have faith enough to know that when I pray, God hears me. When you really say you're saved, you need to know that when I pray, God hears me. That's because he doesn't do everything you ask him to do. That doesn't mean that he doesn't hear you. After a period of time, you need to know that he hears me. Whether I see anything at this time or not, he hears me. And when you first get saved, like a person just gets saved and they don't know anything about God, they have to be taught that God hears them. They may not know. But if you've been walking with God just for a little while, you need to know that he actually hears. You need to have faith and confidence that he hears you. And so when you know that he hears you, you you know that you have that petition, that he's going to grant your petition in his time, in his way. He'll do it in his time, and he'll do it in his way. Took me years to learn that. God will do what you ask him to do, but he won't do it when you think he ought to do it and how you think he ought to do it. He would do it a way you never figured it out, and he would do it in his own time. Because David said, my times are in his hands. And you have to learn that, because if you don't learn that, you become discouraged, you be quitting in your mind, you begin depressed, discouraged, all that, because you don't know the ways of God. Moses knew God's ways. The children of Israel knew his acts. They knew the provision. They knew how he made manna, gave them manna. They know how he prepared food for them in the wilderness. They knew the outputs, but they didn't know him. They didn't know his ways. I'd rather know his ways. How you going to know his ways? Because you're going to go through trials and things and tests that nobody brought you out. Nobody took you through it but God. And then you get to know some things about him. We don't want to go through trials and tests. I don't either. But if you stick in there, that's when you're going to learn the most about God, through the trials and tests. Because when you come going through it, you're going to see how he brought you through it after you get out, and you're going to be on the other side. So you learn something that you didn't know before. Somebody give God a praise. So in other words, we have to pray. And make sure we don't faint. Don't and ask God to help us not faint. Like a person most time people, when they feel faint, even in natural, they feel disoriented some type of way. They feel like something going on. They might not know what's going on, and they may say, "I don't feel good," or something. You know, they feeling something ready to happen. So when you feeling yourself getting weak and discouraged and depressed, you don't just keep going like that. You go and talk to God. So you won't faint. Amen. You don't go talk to nobody else, because nobody has your answers. In the time we living in, you can look and see the policemen don't have your answers. The president don't have your answer. Nobody has your answers but the Lord. Amen. When you talk to people, they got so much trauma and drama, they can't help you. All you're going to do is changing your problems with one another. But who can actually help? God, he can help you. Amen. Pray and not faint. Again, a faint means to become weak, weary, tired. That means you're lacking in natural strength, physical strength, mental strength, and spiritual strength. You can be mentally drained with no strength. You can be spiritually in the strength is small. So he has to strengthen the whole entire you. So nobody can strengthen the whole entire you but the Lord. And I found that out myself some years ago. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Nobody knows. You can tell people how you feel, but they can't get down to the core of your heart like the Lord can. He knows how to get way down, and he actually knows what the trouble is more than you do. Amen. When you come before him, amen, amen. Everything that's ailing you, amen, amen. That's why the Bible said, likewise, the Spirit helping our infirmities. For we know not how and what to pray for as we ought to, but the Spirit make intercessions for us. That's why people need the Holy Ghost, so the Spirit can pray through them. And glory to God. When you have a struggle in your prayer and you stand there for 15 or 20 minutes and you still all over the place, your mind is not really drawn in, your mind's here and there, you're not drawn, you need to say, Lord, help me to draw my mind in. And you need to let him to feel that unction and start praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen. And you might start out praying in the Holy Ghost and still don't know what you're praying about. And after a while, you'll start feeling that lift up off of you. You need help. We need help. Yes. I thank God for the Holy Ghost, because I wouldn't be able to be helped. You can get down there, and a lot of people get discouraged when they get down there and pray, because they pray 2 seconds about one thing. They can't think of nothing else to pray about. Your prayer life is not supposed to be that boring that you don't know what to pray for. Is all this stuff going on in this world, you don't know what to pray for? Well, I tell you a key thing. Start with you. Amen. Start with you. Don't start with other people. Start with you. Lord, what I am and what I'm not. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. Pray and not faint. Amen. And in the book of Psalms, we're going to be in Psalms for the next two books, and that's going to be it. Psalm 61. verse 1 and 3. 1 through 3, I'm sorry. Chapter 61 of Psalms, 1 through 3. It said, "Hear my cry, O God. Attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that's higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy." Amen. It says, "Hear my cry, O God. Attend to my prayer." In other words, you're saying, "Oh God, hear my cry, Lord." And you're saying, "Lord, answer my prayer." You want to know that God's listening to your prayers. It's bad to get down and you're just talking and babbling and your mind is all over the place. You don't know if God's listening. You don't even know what you're saying. You're wasting your time. Because you're not going to believe anything that's going to, you're not going to have expectancy of anything because you weren't even focused while you was down there. So what are you going to look for? Your mind on what you got to do when you get up, the devil would do that. He would come while you're down in prayer and tell you all these things you have to do. And he'll have your mind, everything running through your mind while you down there in prayer. Now you have a choice to stop that or just let it go on. You have a choice to say, "Lord, help me to draw my mind in. I am not focused right now." Or you can go right through the farm and reach you and get up and don't feel like you got no nothing. You ain't heard from God and God ain't, you don't know if God heard from you. You don't need somebody to say, "What'd you ask God about?" "I don't know what I pray about." And you'll be up in just a few minutes. I guarantee you won't stay down there. And then you're talking about, and devil tell you, "You prayed today." "Yeah, right. Did you get through? Did you feel confident that God heard your prayer?" Every time I and you get before Lord, you need to know. See, God wants you to talk to him this plainly. You ain't got the thous and thens and most 75. God just wants you to just tell. It's like, "Lord, this is just like it is. This is what it is." I was telling the Lord the other day. I said, "Lord, I'm so through with this." I talk to God like I talk to you. See, God, he understands your language. You know, he understands your personality. Because you can be real with God. I like being, because you can be real with God. I said, "Lord, I'm so done. I'm overdone with this, and I'm overdone with that." I said, "But if you would want me to do something different, you help me. You know I'll do it." Tell the Lord that's how you feel. That's how you're going to get help. You sit in the bed, "I ain't going to tell God this, because he already know it anyway." You be real with God, he'll be real with you. You shucking and jabbing with God, you ain't going to get too much done. You ain't going to see no results in your prayer. "Lord, I'm slowful. Lord, I don't get in my word like I need to get. Lord, help me stop making all these excuses." Talk to God real. You'll get real results and you'll see a change too. Somebody give God a praise. That's how I've got in my life. I've gotten the way, as far as I've gotten, that's being real with God. It runs in my family anyway. We all agree with one another, but I can't say that I have a lot of sneaky people that I know in my family, people that's down to earth. Some of your family's from old school. You just down to earth. You are what you are, whether somebody like it or not. And that's all, we was just brought up, just be yourself. So that's what I am. That's why I don't like sneaky people, and I don't like to be around people that are not real. Because you can see straight through them. Amen? So you just have to talk to God the same way. He already know the way you take. He already know. You're just going to delay yourself from getting blessed because you're not real. I said you would delay yourself from getting blessed when you're not real. God's just waiting on you to turn the corner and be real. Amen. And God can do great things with you when you're real because, amen, he gives you something to say. You won't be all twisted saying five different things. You'll speak one thing. Amen. But being unreal will cause you to be bipolar. It will. You can't be split personalities. You'll tell something, you'll say something over here, then you make it great big over here. You'll be just all over the place. Just be real. If it's black, it's black. It's not blue, it's black. Because you'll see it in three different lights because you have made a habit of doing that. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. When you come down the devil's lane, you got to cut his head off being for real. He said, Paul, I know. Peter, I know. Who are you? He respect the anointing. He respect the people that he know going to walk in the boat. He don't respect you. If you one day, you one person, next minute, you another person. He ain't going to respect nothing. You got to get some help with that. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. Amen. And talking about, it say, hear my cry, O Lord. How many of you know you want God to hear your cry? Amen. Hear my cry, O Lord. And God will hear your cry when he know you're sincere. Hear my cry, O Lord. I don't care if you don't cross every T, right? You don't dot every I, right? You don't do everything you need to do, right? You got shortcomings. We all got them. Shortcomings and issues and stuff. Tell God about your issues and shortcomings. Don't act like you don't have them. And you ain't got to tell other people. One thing about whatever you tell God, he will not tell anybody else. But if you keep them secluded and act like and be a phony, he will expose you. A person that could cover their sins will not prosper. And God will snatch the cover off of them. But when you're real with God, God will not do you like that. He'll help you with whatever your shortcoming is. Somebody give God a praise. Hear my cry, O God. Attend to my prayer. From the ends of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that's higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. Overwhelmed. When you feel overwhelmed, that means you feel overloaded. That means you feel overburdened. That means you feel like floods of trouble and floods of trouble are on your soul. Feel like you're way underneath in the deep. Feel like you leveled to the ground. Feel like you pressed down, discouraged, depressed, and you feel like the weight of the world is upon your shoulder. That's overwhelmed. And we all have been there one time or the other. Amen. Some of us maybe have gotten there from, amen, put ourselves there, depends on not using wisdom, and got ourselves there. And some of us have been overwhelmed for the fight of the enemy have come against us. But the Lord said, when you feel like that, go to the rock. Jesus is the rock. Most times we don't go to the rock. So we stay that way for a while. But if you go to the Lord, God will lift that overwhelmed spirit off of you. Amen? Yes, he'll lift it up off of you when you go to him. Because he don't want that stand up on you because it'll take you under. Somebody give God a praise. He said, for thou hast been a shelter for me. And a strong tower from the enemy. We talked about strong tower, I believe, Sunday. God is a fortress. He's a strong tower, a defense place. It can't be broken down. He can't be broken down. You stay in God. God, can nobody break God down? Amen. You stay in God, you will not be broke down. Amen. Get out of God, you're going to be broken to pieces. Somebody ought to give God a praise. You have to tell the word, preach it like it is. People need help. People that's preaching, we need help as ministers. We need to know that God is a help, a stronghold in the day of trouble when nothing else can help me. But we don't hear that. Faith come by hearing, hear come by the word of God. We don't hear that. We think all these other things are superior over God. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. In Psalms 34, that's our last book, Psalms 34 and verse 19. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 34:19. It says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord deliver him out of them all. Afflictions is distress, pain, persecution, mentally, physically, or spiritually, a spiritual attack from the enemy. All kind of forms, amen, affliction. You don't have to just be physically sick. You can be afflicted in your mind. You can be afflicted, amen, amen, your situations and stuff. Trouble on every hand. Feel disoriented. That's attack, a mental attack. And I know something about that type of attack that's growing fierce in the world today. A mental attack. The devil is attacking many people's mind. Demons, like the L.O.s used to say, and that's true. A long time ago, he said, demons have been loosed from the old bits of hell. There's a lot of spirits out here that we're fighting against. You're not fighting against flesh and blood. It's the devil. spirits, spiritual wickedness in high places. And you got to have some type of discernment and be sensitive and know. You sometimes you don't even have to be, just go and see nothing. You can just feel like, I don't want to do that. Listen, you don't feel comfortable. Amen. And when I don't feel comfortable, I tell the Lord, I don't feel comfortable. And if you want me to feel anyway, you let me know it's all right. Because people are not in their right minds today. Somebody said, how do you know that? This thing, sometimes you ain't in your right mind. I'm telling you, sometimes you are on some days and sometimes you off. Amen. Some days you're on, you're alert, you're with it. And sometimes, like the brother said, you in a daze. You in a daze and you glad nobody sees and nobody knows because you know you in a daze. And then when you, God help you, you come out of that. Some people say, well, it's my blood pressure, my sugar. You're still in a daze. You can be in a daze. You in the daze. You don't have to just have that going on with. You can still be in a daze. That means your mind is not focused on God. You don't know what state you in. Y'all hear what I'm saying? The whole world need to hear that. Most people nowadays they don't know what state they in. That means at that time they don't know what state your mind's in. You can't call it. You might be on a slow day this day, a fast day that day, a happy day that day, another day that. So you in different states of mind. That's why the Lord said, I'll keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stay up on me. He said, I have to remind myself. And I said, Lord, one thing I can always go to God. He's still steady if I'm not steady. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. I believe we're just about done. Amen. It says, amen. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, of God's people, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. God is saying, no matter what affliction, whatever is coming against you, God said, I got deliverance. I know how to rescue. Deliver means to rescue, to save, to deliver from harm. God's the only one who can set you free. God's the only one that can deliver your mind. People be on meds and do all that kind of stuff. They float around on the cloud. Amen. They depend. They won't. They floating around on the cloud. Some not on meds. They're floating around on the cloud. I don't like being on the cloud. See yourself on the cloud. If your mind floating around, that's not normal. But it becomes like a normal if you do it all the time. If it's like it all the time, that becomes normal to you. But it's something about when you get in the presence of God, you see that God is, when you get in the presence of God, there is a reality check. Did you hear what I say? There is a reality check. There's a realness there. You're not on the cloud. You're realistic. You're alert. Stay away from God, away from prayer. You're going to be so caught up, floating on. Even different things you do, amen, this could take you off in another frame of mind. But you got to come back. That's why the Bible said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Some people have lived on the cloud so long, that's their norm. That's their normal. And they don't see it. They don't know what you're talking about. You got to have the Holy Ghost on the inside to know when God is saying, let this mind be in you, that was also in Christ Jesus. You'll see a reality with him where you won't see with yourself. I say you will see a reality with the Lord that you won't even always see with yourself. Amen. Amen. So we thank the Lord. Amen. I believe I'm done. I just went straight on to the word. Amen. We thank God for all things and everything. Amen. So let this mind be within you, which is also in Christ Jesus. And pray. God wants us to